Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. This is the place we come every single week to grow as leaders, and I'm so thankful to have you connected today. You could be anywhere, but you're locked in on this podcast, and it means a lot to me that you stay connected as we are beginning a new year. I'm excited about what God is going to do. And I want you, those of you that have been a part of this community called Next Level Leader, to know I appreciate you. We're on a journey to really grow as leaders. We believe emphatically that iron sharpens iron. And many leaders understand that. You want to put yourself in rooms and spaces where you can grow, where you can be inspired, you can get practical application to help you steward the terrain of leadership. That's what a Next Level Leader is all about. Refusal to be average, but to really go after something greater. I want to thank you so much. And if you're hearing this for the first time today, maybe someone shared this link with you and said, you've got to tune in. Make sure you stay connected to me. Follow me on Instagram at JosephWalker3. Let me know how this podcast has blessed you. Also, I want to invite you to go to my website, josephwalker3.org. Get content, books, a variety of merchandise, all those things that can be a blessing to you. And also, if you want us to come and share at a conference, to speak to your team, to do a Zoom, whatever it is, let me know. We would love to do it right there, the platform, josephwalker3.org. We would love to be connected to what you're doing to help you and your organization grow as next level leaders. But I also invite you to go over to YouTube, check out my wife and I's YouTube channel, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Believe it'll be a blessing to you. We have some amazing episodes out there. We talk about leadership, life, balance, family, communication, you name it. We deal with it. Purpose, destiny, all of it's over there. It's free. Go check it out. Just subscribe when you go. Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. And finally, I want to encourage you as a next level leader to be a next level reader. And I mean that. I have a Next Level Leader book club. All you've got to do is text the word book club to 78228 and join us. We're on a mission in 2025 to read 25 books. You can join us now. And we have Zooms, and these are great discussions. And often the authors come on from time to time and talk with us. We've had Vicki Smiley, we've had PJ Morton, we've had Oprah Winfrey, we've had several authors who've written books to come on and be a part. So we encourage you to do the same. So thank you in advance. Today, I want to talk about something that I believe every leader has to deal with, and that's overcoming personal insecurities as a leader. Now, it kind of seems interesting to have this conversation with people who are leaders because the assumption is all the things it took for you to become a leader, you should have overcome certain insecurities. But I have found out in mentoring leaders that many of us, including myself, share certain insecurities in specific areas. And the way to overcome those things is important. It means that you really have to be willing to really focus in on overcoming them. You can't be in denial about it. And so I want you to understand today, even though you may have some insecurities, it doesn't mean you're not a leader. It just means that you may be hindered from your full capacity because of your inability to truly conquer your insecurities. Let's talk about that. And of course, as always, I'm going to give you 7 principles to write down to think about. I want you to hear this. The first is this: the ability to acknowledge and assess, to identify insecurities and to understand the root and cause and origin of those things. Where did it start? How did I become so insecure? Sometimes it can be words that were spoken over you when you were young. Sometimes it could be a particular event that is triggered by another event. Listen, you don't just wake up one day and have an insecurity. Something made you feel insecure, some word, some failure, whatever the case is. And you have to acknowledge it, because I often say you can never fix what you're not willing to face. So it's incredibly important, one, that you truly lay hold. I have an insecurity. I'm not trying to mask this. I'm not trying to live in denial about it, but I have an insecurity. And every leader has that. Sometimes, you know, your inability to exude confidence in spaces and, you know, the imposter syndrome stuff comes out of insecurities, wondering whether or not I'm worthy enough to be in this room or at this table. So it's okay to acknowledge that, but not just acknowledge it, but truly assess and go back and try to do research and find out, talk to a counselor, try to find out, where did this all begin in my life? What were the words spoken over me that created this? What was the narrative? What was the thing I was exposed to that created this narrative in my life that I am truly struggling with my personal insecurities? And those things are hindering me from being the leader that I know I can be. Here's the second thing. I want you to write it down. To reframe your failures as feedback. Now that's big, right? Because that means it's a shift of mindset from I failed to I learned. You know what happens when you do that? Man, you view your setbacks as opportunities for growth. It's so easy to go through life and say, I failed, I blew it, I messed up. But when you truly reframe your failures and you seek feedback from them, you learn from those failures, you begin to realize this was a teaching moment. I've gone through some extraordinarily painful moments in my life as a leader, a failure, of setbacks, but I had to pause and say, what did this teach me? What did I learn about myself? What did I learn about the people around me, my team? What did I learn about God? In the midst of that, it's incredibly important for all of us to make certain that we are truly reframing our failures and not consistently rehearsing our failures and speaking about our failures. But how do I reframe it in a way that it says this was a teaching moment? So it really wasn't a failure. It was an opportunity for growth. I think you got that. Here's number three. Listen carefully. Commit to continual growth. Investing in your personal development is going to help you build competence and confidence. When you do that, the way to overcome these personal insecurities is the more I pour into myself, the more I sharpen my skill set, the more I read, the more I put myself in a position to learn like you're doing right now as a next level leader. You are listening to this podcast. You are bettering yourself. You are sharpening your tools. You are reading content. You are building up your craft. You are developing and growing in what you're doing. This is what you do to overcome personal insecurities. And you begin to realize that you really were just afraid because you did not know. So the more you know, the more you gain in knowledge, the less insecure you're going to be, particularly in the area in which you are walking in that insecurity. So I want you to really think about that, because a lot of folks do not commit themselves to that continual growth. Yeah, it's a class here or there. But if you're going to be a next level leader, you're going to have to constantly like become a guru, a nerd in your area. Can you imagine what happens if you're like reading everything that's about your area? Can you imagine when you put yourself in rooms where people are talking about greater ideas that are allowing you to grow and mature and be exposed to things you otherwise would never be exposed to? Can you imagine what that must be like when you as a next level leader operate like that? Man, that's how you continue to grow. It is important for every leader to understand the metrics of success is about your personal growth and development. It may not be necessarily the growth of the organization, because the growth of the organization, the church, the ministry, the team is a direct result of the growth of the leader. You're not going to grow the institution if you're not growing. I have seen this before where people are trying to grow institutions and why isn't it growing? Why isn't it growing? Because you personally are not growing. Here's number four, to cultivate a core support team. And this is huge, right? Because when I do that, I'm surrounding myself with people that can give me honest feedback, people that can give me encouragement. One of the things that I love to hear my team say to me is that, thank you for not making us yes people, but we can challenge, we can bring you the data, we can bring you the truth without feeling retaliation coming the next week or two. You need people around you who can tell you the truth so you don't go off a ledge one day in a poor decision. You need people that can tell you the truth and then leave you as the leader with the ability to deal with it. And so overcoming your insecurities has a lot to do with the people you surround yourself with. Are these people truly telling you the truth or what you want to hear? You have to be willing to accept the truth that's spoken over your life, versus becoming defensive, shutting down, becoming distant. I have seen that over time or two. And it never produces a next level leader. It only produces a person in a position, but who doesn't necessarily have the anointing and skill set of a next level leader. So cultivating a core support team, handpick these people. You study the ministry of Jesus as CEO. You saw Jesus really building his ministry by hand selecting the right people around him. They were determined. They were diverse. You get it? They were tied to his destiny. When you understand those three elements, I need people that are determined to stay in there, to hang in there no matter what occurs. People who truly, truly are determined will help you get to the next level. You understand? This is what it's all about, man. I'm telling you. So you got to be willing. People that are tied to your destiny, you got to be willing to have the right people around you at the right time. That core group matters. All right? Here's number five. Strengthening self-discipline. All right, here we are at the top of a year. And it's important that you begin to develop consistent habits that can reinforce positive self-worth. What are you doing to strengthen your self-discipline? The thing that prevents many of us from overcoming our insecurities and thusly not excelling at the level in which God has placed us on the planet is simply because we don't have enough self-discipline. We are undisciplined. An undisciplined person is all over the place, never patient, never investing long in any particular situation because you feel time is running out. Here's a person who doesn't invest in the stock market because they don't want to wait for the money to grow. So it's easy to go after some gimmick and lose all your money. That's why it is so critical and important that you strengthen your self-discipline. Let me strengthen that so that I can have a very positive view of who I am and my assignment and my anointing in this season. That's huge. That's of epic proportions, ladies and gentlemen. When you strengthen self-discipline, you get up. I want to be the best version of myself. I made a commitment. Let me talk to you. I made a commitment this year to be in the most optimal mental, physical, and spiritual health of my entire life. And that's about self-discipline. That's about when I roll over in the bed and I get up at 5 a.m, I've got to decide, am I disciplined enough to get up and go to that gym? Or does someone have to push me out to the gym? Self-discipline matters. When I sit down at a restaurant, what am I going to put in my mouth? Am I disciplined enough to stay true to the plan that I have set forth? That's what self-discipline is all about. And when you are locked in like that, you overcome every personal insecurity. But then here's the other one. Practicing self-compassion. That's number six. Treat yourself, listen, with the kindness you would extend to others, particularly in challenging situations, right? So how do you have compassion? How do you treat yourself? Self-compassion, self-care, taking care of you. That's what Greg McEwen says in his book, Essentialism, you must protect the asset. Who's the asset? That's you. You are the asset. What would happen? People talk about this all the time. I had a pastor tell me one time, well, I can't take off this Sunday because if I do, the church is going to be here or there. We may not do this or that. I'm like, what happens if you just fall out and you got to be out for 6 to 8 weeks? What are you going to do then? You have to take care of you. Someone told me once, this pastor, after having a stroke, he said God told him on his sick bed to give him his church back. I think that just comes a moment. We got to recognize it's God's. Whatever assignment and appointment we have, we got to say, God, it's yours. You're in control. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I'm going to continuously do what I'm called to do, but I know those moments when I need to allow God to do what God does. Does that make sense? That's so important, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, that's so important. You've got to make sure you take care of yourself. Take care of you. Let me say it again. Take care of you. Now listen, before I get to number seven, I want to review. We're talking about overcoming personal insecurities as a leader. Number one, we talked about acknowledging and assessing, meaning that I got to find out where it came from, be willing to look at the core issue that creates the insecurity and address it. You cannot fix what you're not willing to do what? Face. Here's number two, reframe your failures as feedback. Yes, it might have been a failure at first, but if I reframe it as a teaching moment, a learning lesson, it can be beneficial and something in it can be salvageable as I move to the next level of leadership. Number three, commit to continual growth. Am I putting myself in a position to constantly grow, to evolve as a leader? Am I reading? Am I going to workshops? Am I studying people who are in my craft? I want to make sure that I am the best at what I do at all times. Here is number four. That's why I want to surround myself and cultivate the right core support team. I want the right people in my life. I want to surround myself appropriately, and then I can strengthen my self-discipline. Because while I'm surrounded, I want to make certain that my prayer life goes to another level, my faithfulness in terms of my diet, my mental health, my spiritual, all of it. Everything goes to another level, right? And then number seven, here it is, drum roll, please. Number seven is to focus on the mission over approval. How big is that? Because you have to keep the vision front and center and avoid letting insecurities dictate your action. You have got to be clear about this. I'm not looking for approval from people. I want the mission, the vision to come to pass. And as a next level leader, this is how it happens. Ladies and gentlemen, we truly, truly lock in on that thing coming to pass in our lives. So I want to encourage you. I want you to hear every single one of these things I've shared with you today. Lock them into your spirit, because I'm telling you, you can overcome every insecurity you have in your life if you trust God through it and allow Him to steward you through this process. I'm grateful because I know as we begin this year, there are some next level leaders emerging. There are people who are ready to take it to the next level, and I appreciate you. I'm so thankful for you. I say to God be the glory for who He is in your life. Let me tell you something. Make absolutely certain that you follow me at Joseph Walker 3. That's Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. Let me know your testimony. Send me a message and let me know how this blessed your life. Secondly, I want you to make sure you go over there to Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth on YouTube. Check out my wife and I's YouTube page. We would appreciate it so much if you would subscribe to it and share and all those good things and comment. Perhaps you'll hear something that we can build on together. And then also make certain, ladies and gentlemen, make certain you go to my website, josephwalker3.org. Get merchandise, books, all other content, even me coming in to speak at your event. I would love to do it, and I appreciate you so much. I want to tell you something. Everybody walks into a room sometime and you deal with insecurities. You get a position that you're dealing with insecurities. Maybe as a next level leader, you're like, wow, they entrusted somebody like me. Change your language from little old me. Change your language to I prayed for this. Walk in that room like God sent you. Walk in there like you know this is your time. I'm about building next level leaders. We all have seasons of insecurities, but don't stay there. Walk out what God has for your life and watch it become the greatest blessing you've ever seen in your life. I want to thank you for listening today. Thank you for tuning in. It means a lot, and I don't take it for granted. I appreciate all of you so much, and know that I'm here for you. Whatever I can do is right here. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Next Level Leader Podcast. I'm Dr. Joseph Vaughn Walker III. And until next time, you be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.